Good morning. This is Ed Wilson, the Microsoft Scripting Guy. And I want to talk a little bit just about structured error handling. Now, when people hear structured error handling, sometimes they start to like freak out and they go, oh, no, Mr. Bill. Yeah, but it's like, I don't know. It's not like really all that complicated. Another way of talking about structured error handling, if you will, rather than using the big scary term, is to just simply say try, catch, finally. And this is a feature that was added into Windows PowerShell a couple versions ago. And it does have a tendency to confuse people. And the reason is that they try things, and then errors don't get caught, and so they're like, dude, it don't work. Okay, so now the key thing to remember is there are three parts to try, catch, finally. They're named try, catch, and finally. Try, catch, and finally. Those are what the three things are called. Now, you don't have to have a finally section if you don't want to. You can just use try catch and just allow the script to go on its merry way and to not even worry about a finally portion. But if you do, the thing to remember is that the try section, and notice that each of these are inside a script block. So we got the curly brackets, there, marking those off. So inside the curly brackets for try is the code that I'm going to attempt to run. Catch is the error that I want to catch. Now, notice that I specify the type here, and the type that I'm specifying right now is a system.exception. I can find the exact name of the exact error that I want to catch by looking at the error record. Of course, if I do error.clear, then that error record isn't going to exist. So that might not necessarily be the best thing to have in your finally block, especially when you are initially trying to write your try, catch, finally code. Now, why did I use system.exception? Well, the reason I use system.exception is because system.exception is the class of errors from which all other errors derive. So the most basic error that I can possibly catch is a system exception. And so since I'm wanting my code to like catch stuff for right now, then anything that happens that's bad, that is an error, I want to catch it. So that's going to be a system.exception. And what am I doing? Well, the what I'm going to do part goes again in a script block, which is right here. And I'm just simply going to write out like, dude, I caught an exception. Okay, it's not like real exciting. Okay, then the finally. Now, the thing about finally is that finally will always run. Whether I catch an exception or not, whether I properly handle my exception or not, doesn't matter. The finally code will always run. So this is a really good place to put logging. So for instance, if I want to write to an event log, then I can do my try code, and it goes and does stuff. Catch stuff catches an error, and if it catches an error, then maybe I want to set a variable or something. And then based upon the outcome of try or catch, then I'm going to write either yay, it worked, or dude, it didn't work to my event log. Or maybe I'm going to write a specific event number, you know, a 1 or a 2 or a 12 or 29, doesn't matter. Or maybe I want to send an email. This is a good place to send email that, hey, dude, we ran code and we didn't catch any number errors. So if I've cleared my error stack, then if error.count is equal to 0, then that means, dude, there weren't any errors. So I could say that, hey, I ran this code and error.count errors occurred. So it's going to be 0, 1, 2, 29, 176, whatever. Yeah, errors are caught. If there's one error, then and you're saying one error's caught, then maybe your editor's going to whine, but like, dude, you'll know what happened and you'll know what the You know what the code means, and I don't really find that it's worthwhile to parse these kinds of things and to do a switch statement. So, you know, if it's like zero or more errors, then I'm going to say errors caught. But if it's one, then I'm going to say that it was one error instead of caught. Yeah, I mean, that's silly. It's a lot of work, and it really doesn't add any value, you know, at least not for normal admin-type scripting. Okay, so what happens? Well, if this is a terminating error, then when I run this code, then it generates an error, and we catch the exception, because that's what we say here, you know, caught the exception, then we clear the errors. So if I go and I look at dollar errors, dollar error, dot count, then we can see, hey, dude, no errors. Now, if I do 1 divided by 0 here, then we can see that we do get an attempt to divide it by 0. And if we look at our error count now, we can see that there's actually 1. So this is what would have happened if I had not caught that error, you know, and gave me a nice clean output here, which says we caught the exception, the errors are cleared. So we would have had a bunch of red stuff, and we would still have errors on our error stack. So this is catching a terminating error, you know, something that like stops it, and Windows PowerShell doesn't know what else to do. So I'm Ed Wilson, the Microsoft Scripting Guy, and this is talking a little bit about structured error handling and catching terminating errors. Hope you have a wonderful day. Bye.